الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Insha'Allah Zawajal, in this episode, we will go through the excellences, the fada'il of voluntary fasts and the benefits of fasting, Insha'Allah Zawajal. Before we start going through the excellences of nafli fasts, of voluntary fasts, let's listen to the excellence, to the virtue of reciting Durood-e Paak, Salat Alain Nabi. The mercy of the mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment there will be no shade other than the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Three types of people will be under the shade of arsh. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has asked, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will be the people under the shade? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Number one, the person removing the difficulty of any of my followers. Number two, the one reviving my sunnah. And number three, the one reciting durood sharif, peace and salutations upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, we also come to know that a beautiful madani pearl and madani tool for safeguarding ourselves from the hardships of the day of judgment, from the severities of the day of judgment, is to send salah ala nabi in abundance upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, apart from compulsory fasts, we should also develop a habit of having voluntary fasts, nafil fasts, as there are countless religious and worldly benefits for us in doing so. There is so much reward in that one feels like fasting all the time. The religious benefits include protection of faith, protection from hell, and the attainment of heaven. As for the worldly benefits, they include saving of time and money, the time and money that would have been spent on eating and drinking, a healthy digestive system, protection from many illnesses, and the main advantage above every other advantage is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, as we go forward, let's listen to a beautiful holy verse, blessed verse that Allah Azza wa Jal says in the 35th verse of Surah Ahzab, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ والذاكرات عد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما وآقاي نعمة إمام أهل السنة revivalist of sunnah the eradicator of bid'ah scholar of sharia the guide of tariqah الحاج الحافظ القاري المفتي الشاه إمام أحمد رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن translates this blessed verse in his masterpiece work of the translation of the Holy Quran, Kanzul Iman Sharif, in the following words. And fasting men and women who guard their chastity, and men and women who remember Allah much. For all of them, Allah has kept prepared forgiveness and great reward. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Inshallah Azzawajal, now we will look at the benefits of voluntary fasts, of nafil fasts in the light of a hadith mubarakah, as well as we will go through some medical research as to what benefits do we attain through fasting, what benefits does our body attain through fasting. This is just to give us the mindset to fast in abundance for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The first and the utmost intention shall be to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But on the other hand, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, just by looking at what medical benefits we attain, what medical benefits our body attains, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, it will give us a further mindset to fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The Hadith Mubarakah narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Qais bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever fasts voluntarily a day, Allah Azza wa Jal will create a tree in heaven for him. The fruit of the tree will be smaller than a pomegranate and larger than an apple. It will be as sweet as honey that has not been separated from its comb, and as delicious as pure honey that has been separated from its comb. On the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will feed the fruits of this tree to the fasting person. Another beautiful hadith mubarakah, where Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever fasts voluntarily for one day expecting reward, Allah Azza wa Jal moves him 40 years distance away from hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, what else would we want if we can attain salvation from the hellfire, if we can attain deliverance from hellfire? Which other goal would we want to attain? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, fasting voluntarily in the Hadith Mubarakah tells us that this is such an action which inshaAllah Azza wa Jal would keep us further away from the hellfire. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. When we look at the scientific benefits, on the medical benefits, that how does it help our body, then a study conducted for the nutrition metabolism demonstrated that fasting lowers bad LDL cholesterol levels by 8% and increases good HDL levels by 14.3%, thereby protecting your heart from cardiovascular diseases. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We come to know, my dear Islamic brothers, from a medical point of view as well, that those Islamic brothers and sisters who fast abundantly for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, they Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal are protected from cardiovascular diseases. But on the other side, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the best and the biggest of the advantages and benefits is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and salvation from the hellfire, which we shall aim for. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever fasts voluntarily for a day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will create a distance a fast horse rider covers in 50 years between him and hell. So for the person who fasts for one day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, between him and hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates such a huge distance that a fast horse rider would cover by riding his horse for 50 years. In another hadith mubarakah, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if someone fasts voluntarily for one day and if he is given the whole earth full of gold as a reward, his reward will still remain incomplete. He will be given his reward on the day of judgment only. Moving on the scientific benefits and medical benefits, when we look deeper into it, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, may our lives be sacrificed on the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal, that what Allah Azza wa Jal has kept for us, that fasting is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, the benefits of the hereafter are for us, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we will get worldly benefits, physical benefits as well. As nowadays a lot of people, they get very worried because of being overweight. And how fasting helps in controlling one's weight is, as a research says, that fasting can be a safe way to lose weight, as many studies have shown that fasting that is controlled within set numbers of hours allows the body to burn through fat cells more effectively than just regular dieting. Fasting allows the body to use fat as its primary source of energy instead of sugar. Many athletes now use fasting as means to hitting low body fat percentages for competitions. Alhamdulillah Zawajal, for those who want to control their weight, for those who are worried because they have gained a lot of weight, Alhamdulillah Zawajal, with good intentions, if we fast, not only the deliverance from hellfire they will attain, not only they will be distanced away from hellfire, but inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, they will also attain medical, physical benefits, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, slowly and slowly they will also control their weight, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, be more physically fit, and that fitness, that health, they can use more towards worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. حضرت سيدنا عتبہ بن عبد سلمی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates that the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said that whoever keeps one compulsory fard fast in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, they be talking about the compulsory fard fast in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will put him as far away from hell as the distance between the seven earths and seven skies is. And whoever fasts voluntarily a day, Allah Azza wa Jal shall put him as far away from hell as the distance between the earth and the sky is. So the one who keeps a fard fast for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will keep him as far away as the distances of seven earths and seven skies. And the one who keeps one voluntary fast, one nafil fast, what is the blessing of this? Allah Ta'ala keeps that person far away from the hell to the distance which is between earth and sky. Allahu Akbar. What else do we want, my dear Islamic brothers, as the punishment of hellfire is beyond our imagination. Our weak intellect cannot comprehend the punishment of the hellfire. How horrific, how horrified hell is, we cannot imagine, we cannot comprehend what hellfire is. Only if we can develop this mindset to fast voluntarily for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal in order to attain deliverance from hellfire, only if we can develop this mindset. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever fasts for one day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal puts him as far away from hell as the distance which a baby crow flying continuously till it grows old and dies can cover. Now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this hadith mubarakah over here, my dear Swami brothers, which mentions that a person fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala keeps him away from hell for the distance that a crow, a baby crow covers, whilst if he starts flying when he was baby and covers that area until it grows old. And how much area he would cover if he flies continuously from the time a crow is born to the time he dies? It is said that a crow lives for 500 years. So just imagine a crow covering a distance of 500 years, flying continuously for 500 years. How much distance a crow will cover? This is how much distance Allah Ta'ala will keep a fasting person away from hellfire. And this hadith mubarakah in Nisa'i Sharif, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tell me any act that will benefit me. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, fast, because there's nothing like it. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked again, tell me any act. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, fast, because there is nothing like it. He radiallahu ta'ala asked once again, tell me any act. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, fast, because there is nothing like it. Another report mentions that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tell me such an action that benefits me. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, make fast incumbent upon you, because there is nothing like it. And another report mentions that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tell me such an action leading me to the paradise. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, make fast incumbent upon you, because there is no other action like it. The narrator says, the smoke was never seen at the house of Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu during the day, except on the occasion of guests' arrival. In other words, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't eat during the day, because he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always fast. Why? Because he radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew what fasting holds. What is the benefit of fasting? And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that one of the abstract of the hadith mubarakah is that fast, you will become healthy. So many people nowadays, my dear Islamic brothers, who complain about them being physically unfit, who complain that our digestive system is not working properly, we are having aches in our abdominal, in our body parts, we shall contemplate on this hadith mubarakah, on this part of the hadith mubarakah, where Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, fast and you will become healthy. And alhamdulillah, science today proves this, that fasting helps a person become healthier. Today, the medical research is proving what Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told us 1400 years ago, approximately 1400 years ago. According to one of the researches, it is said that fasting has shown to have a positive effect on insulin sensitivity, allowing you to tolerate carbohydrates, sugar, better than if you didn't fast. A study showed that after a period of fasting, insulin becomes more effective in telling cells to take up glucose from blood. So alhamdulillah, Zawajal, ahadith mubarakah and the medical research today are reconciling. Alhamdulillah, Zawajal, ahadith mubarakah is the source by which we shall compare the medical research instead of being other ways round. And any medical research, any scientific research which goes against the saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly wrong. Alhamdulillah Zawajal, the most advanced medical research today is Alhamdulillah Zawajal saying the same thing which was said approximately 1400 years ago in Ahadith Mubarakah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What can be said about the blessings, about the excellences of fasting voluntarily, my dear Islamic brothers? That Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that on the day of resurrection, fasting people will rise from their graves and they will be recognized by the fragrance of fast. There shall be jugs of water on which there will be seals of musk, and they shall be told, eat, you were hungry yesterday. Drink, you were thirsty yesterday. Rest, you were tired yesterday. So they shall eat and rest, whereas other people shall be suffering the difficulties of accountability in the state of thirst. My dear Islamic brothers, the horrific scenes of the Day of Judgment, the thirst that a person will go through, the hunger a person will go through, is beyond imagination. Our intellect cannot comprehend to the extent of thirst and hunger through which a person will have to go. But a person who would have fasted voluntarily in this world will be in comfort. He will be given the beverages of the hereafter. He will be given the foods of the hereafter. And the other people will be going through severe accountability and horrific scenes of the Day of Judgment. When we look at the rewards of the hereafter, at the reward which inshaAllah The fasting people will earn on the day of judgment in the hereafter. You can see from Ahadith Mubarakah, in this blessed Ahadith Mubarakah, which is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who say that every hair of a fasting person makes tasbih for him on the day of judgment. There shall be a golden mat that will be studded with pearls and gems, and it shall be as large as the earth. It shall be full of heavenly foods, drinks and fruits. The fasting people will eat and enjoy themselves, whereas people shall be suffering the difficulties of accountability. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rubah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the day of judgment, dining mats shall be laid. The fasting people will eat from them before everyone else. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Just think to yourself, my dear Swami brothers, that it is day of judgment. We are facing extreme hunger and thirst, and delicious foods of heaven and beverages of heavens are presented on a beautiful dining mat. And people, those people who fasted for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, are being served in front of us, whereas we are deprived from those blessings, from those ni'mas, and we are facing severe accountability. Just imagine how much we will regret on that day, that only if we faced a little bit of difficulty in this world and fasted voluntarily for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. One, we would have had a better health, which we could have used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in a better way. And secondly, if our intention was right, if our intention was to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal our hereafter would have been better. And when we see other people who are being served with the beverages and the foods of Jannah, we would also have been among them people. My dear Islamic brothers, do make a mindset of fasting voluntarily for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only you will attain the benefits of the hereafter, but also health-wise, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will be very beneficial, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Talking about the medical research on fasting and how it actually helps us physically, it is said that, just think about this, can you actually experience real hunger if you eat a meal every 3-4 hours? Of course you cannot. Fasting helps to regulate the hormones in your body so that you experience what true hunger is. We know that obese individuals do not receive the correct signals to let them know that they are full due to excessive eating patterns. Think of fasting as a reset button. This is what medical research is. Obviously, we will think of fasting as for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, as a ni'mah for us. But they are saying that think of fasting as a reset button. The longer you fast, the more your body can regulate itself to release the correct hormones so that you can experience what the real hunger is. Not to mention, when your hormones are working correctly, you get full quicker. Furthermore, if you said that fasting has shown to improve brain function, very important, my dear Swami brothers, this medical research is an eye-opener for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the benefits of the hereafter, has mentioned that fast, you will become healthier. And 1400 years after, the medical research is showing us various physical and various health benefits of fasting. And over here, according to one research, fasting helps improve brain function better because it boosts the production of a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. BDNF activates brain stem cells to convert into new neurons and triggers numerous other chemicals that promote neural health. This protein also protects your brain cells from changes associated with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. So my dear Swami brothers, Alhamdulillah, according to the medical research, our brain also starts functioning better after we fast. And Alhamdulillah, through Ahadith Mubarakah, along with the benefits of the hereafter, we are being told that fast, you will become healthier. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Rubah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as they have mentioned that dining mats will be laid and fasting people will eat from them and other people will be held deprived from enjoying these ni'mas. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one reciting kalima just for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal will enter the heaven and will die with iman. And the one fasting for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal will also die with it and will enter the heaven. And the one giving charity for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal will also die with iman and will enter the heaven. Along with these things, my dear Sami brothers, is also the individual who fasts for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will inshaAllah Azza wa Jal also die with iman and enter paradise. And this is the ultimate goal a Muslim shall always spend his life for, which is to die with iman and to attain paradise. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that once Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to a sea battle. One dark night when the sails of the ship had been removed, a voice was heard from the unseen that, O people of the ship, stop. Shall I tell you what Allah Azza wa Jal has decided for himself? Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala said, if you can, do tell us. The voice said, Allah Azza wa Jal has decided that whoever bathes thirst on an extremely hot day for his pleasure, then Allah Azza wa Jal will give him water to drink on the day of extreme thirst, i.e. the day of judgment. Imam Abu Bakr Abdullah writes in Kitabul Jur that ever since the day when Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala heard the voice from unseen, he radiyallahu ta'ala would fast even on such a hot day when other people would normally take off their extra clothes due to extreme heat. And what is our state, my dear Islamic brothers? What is our state today? That if during Ramadan Sharif, if it is a hot day, we start complaining. We start complaining and telling everyone that it is such a hot day today. And we start having so much useless conversation and end up being deprived of the reward which we would have attained by showing patience, by observing patience and perseverance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, my dear son, brothers, we shall always fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if it is an extremely hot day, then we shall thank Allah Azza wa Jal even more that we are being privileged with an honor, we are being privileged to observe more patience and attain more reward from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Ansariyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that once Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to me and I presented some food to him. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you also eat. I replied, I have fast. I am fasting. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that angels keep praying for the fasting person's forgiveness as long as someone eats before him. The following words have also been stated in another narration, that until the eater fills his stomach. So, my dear Sami brothers, there is countless benefits for the person who fasts, and if someone is eating in front of us, it shouldn't really and truly make a difference for us, because there is even more benefits and reward for us if we are fasting and someone is eating in front of us. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever dies in the state of fast, Allah Azza wa Jal will write reward of fasts up to the day of judgment in his books of deeds. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Which other blessings do we want, my dear Islamic brothers? If we die in the state of fast, inshallah Azza wa Jal, until the day of judgment, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the reward of fasting will be written in our book of deeds. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, according to another medical research, fasting can help clear the skin, because with the body temporarily freed from digestion, it's able to focus its regenerative energies on other systems. Not eating anything for just one day has shown to help the body clean up the toxins and regulate the functioning of other organs of the body like liver, kidneys and other parts. And all these benefits which we have gone through, my dear Sami brothers, especially the medical benefits, this was just to give you an insight of how beneficial it is from a physical point of view, from a medical point of view, for us to fast. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through Ahadith Mubarakah, we have come to know how beneficial it is for a believer, for the one who wants to attain salvation, deliverance from the hellfire, for the one who wants to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the one who wants to attain the ultimate, the never-ending blessings of Jannah. How much appreciative it should be for him to fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Madani Na'amat, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are given this mindset to fast voluntarily for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in Madani In'am number 58, Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah asks us, did you observe fast on Monday or any other day if you could not fast on Monday in this week? Did you eat bread made from barley at least once in this week? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if we hold firm of Madani In'amat, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be able to fast abundantly for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and inshallah Azza wa Jal, the blessings of the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to fast for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. My dear Sami brothers, as we've gone through the excellences of voluntary fast in this episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in next episode, we will go through the fada'il, excellences of fasting on specific days which have been mentioned in Ahadith Mubarakah, and we will go through some accounts of those pious predecessors, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who fasted for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah ta'ala. Stay tuned to Madani channel. May Allah ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon whatever has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent.